Gracious God, the hour for preaching is at hand. Your people have gathered in your presence, and I stand as your servant. So I ask in this time and in this place that you would empty me of self, that you would fill my mind, my heart, the very essence of my being with your spirit, so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking this week about some of my Sunday school teachers. Women like Miss Georgia Cox, the queen of the flannel board. Any of you remember the flannel board? Kind of the 1962 predecessor to PowerPoint. For those churches that had not yet embraced the newfangled technology of the film strip projector. Miss Georgia Cox taught us numerous Bible stories on the flannel board. And on the flannel board, Jesus always looked inviting, happy even. He'd be surrounded by people who seemed to be happy that he was there. When I got older, Miss Betty Hunt taught us how wonderful life could be when you invited Jesus into your heart. Even in the preaching that I heard growing up, part of the message was always an invitation, an encouragement to invite Jesus in. Even those evangelists who would come to town from time to time and for 5, 6, or 7 nights in a row would lift the lid off hell and shake you over it for 30 or 45 minutes. They were scary, but in the end, all could be made well by inviting Jesus in. We'd all sing, "Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there's room in my heart for Thee." You've seen the painting too, I'm sure. Christ at Heart's Door. It's a visual interpretation of Revelation 3:20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me." And in the painting, Jesus stands outside, knocking on a closed door that has no outer latch. The door has to be opened from inside. Jesus can't just walk right in and make himself at home. The door has to be opened to him. Jesus has to be invited in. All becomes well when we invite Jesus in. And so it has to come as more than just a bit of a shock when we get to the end of the scripture reading this morning and hear the townspeople say to Jesus, "Please leave." You caught that, didn't you? They begin to plead with Jesus to depart from their region. Don't just leave town. Go back across the lake. Please go back where you came from. Go far away. And what had Jesus done? Jesus was actually trying to get away. He and his disciples were making this trip across the lake for just a little bit of a respite. And they get to the other side. And Pastor, you know how this goes. You get to the other side. You get settled in on the sofa. You're comfortable. And the phone rings. Somebody needs some help. Ministry just doesn't seem to end. Jesus gets to the other side of the lake and a man who has been possessed by a number of demons for a long time greets him, begins to howl, begins to scream, "Don't torment me." And I love the little negotiation that takes place there. "Tell you what, those swine up on the hill, let us go there." Jesus purges the man of a legion of demons. And so the townspeople come out and they see this man who has been held captive by his demons for as long as they have known him, obviously healed and whole. And their response is to ask Jesus to leave. Say what?
Exactly.
Where you'd expect to see rejoicing and praising God over the powerful love of God made manifest, made known, where healing has been made visible in front of us, instead you see them plead with Jesus, "Please, please, just go away. It doesn't seem to make sense. Now some have thought that perhaps the reason they asked Jesus to leave was, you know, there were 2,000 head of swine up there that ran themselves into the sea and drowned themselves. There was probably a pretty serious economic impact from that. There's the religious speculation about were these Jewish people who were raising an animal that they weren't supposed to eat. And there's some value there. But I like to pay attention to the things that are closest together. Watch this. When the people came out and saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons clothed and in his right mind, they were afraid. Jesus had upset the order of things. This was not the Jesus from the flannel board that everybody was happy to see come to town. This is Jesus who had upset the order of things. You see, here was a man, for as long as anybody could remember, was kept at a distance. Not just at arm's length. He was kept far outside, out among the tombs, out in the places that people told their children to stay away from. Don't go out there. Bad things happen out there. This is where this man had stayed, and now the one that they had kept on the outside could live and dwell and have his being with them. Now he was going to be inside. Jesus had done gone from preaching to meddling. Jesus had upset the order of things. He's bringing the outside inside, and they were afraid. Please, please leave before you upset anything else. It's human nature. It's part of our human brokenness that there's a circle with a well-defined outside and a well-defined inside. And we don't want the outside to come inside. I took another look at the story of Zacchaeus recently when a friend of mine preached a sermon based on that story that he called Frog Kissin'. Frog Kissin' is a wonderful song that Chet Atkins and Ray Stevens did. You know, with a title like that, Ray Stevens has got to be involved in it somewhere. In fact, go visit Disciples Net Church and you can hear the sermon and how the song ties in based on that story of Zacchaeus. But I noticed in hearing the story again something that I think I had never really noticed before. I guess I still read the story by hearing the song. You know how it goes. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. Here's the fun part. And he said, Zacchaeus, you come down. Got to do the motion. Zacchaeus, you come down. For I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. But here's what I missed. In reading the story again, when Jesus says to Zacchaeus, come down, for I have to have dinner at your house today, the people began to murmur. I guess that verse just didn't make it into the song. The people began to grouse and moan, and grouse and moan did they. Jesus had upset the order of things. The people began to murmur, but Jesus did not slow down. The one who had been on the outside, and trust me, tax collectors like Zacchaeus were very much on the outside of that well-defined circle. And Jesus is bringing the outside inside. Zacchaeus encountered Jesus, and he was cleansed of his own legion. The outside was welcomed inside. See, that's what Jesus does. Jesus upsets the order of things. Jesus sets the captive free, gives sight to the blind, proclaims the year of the Lord's favor. Even when we try to hold someone at arm's length or say, stay over there, or even chase them out among the tombs, healing happens, restoration happens, deliverance happens. The outside comes inside. Jesus upsets the order of things, and our human nature wishes Jesus would really just leave well enough alone.
Lord help.
But here's the rub. We've all battled our own legion. I've battled mine. I know there are folks in my hometown that see my posts on Facebook about being at this church or that church, being a leader in the church, and think, him? Really? We knew him when he was running around out among the tombs. We knew him when he would howl and moan and cry and shout. Dean? Really? We've been held captive. We've each had our own blindness. We've been held at arm's length or chased out into the tombs. But you see, Jesus came to each of us and upset the order of things. Jesus came to us when we were outside and welcomed us inside. Jesus is still in the business today of upsetting the order of things. Whatever circles we try to draw with their outside and their inside, Jesus pokes holes in the circles and welcomes the outside inside. I thank God today that I was on the outside and that I was welcomed inside. I'm thankful that I can be in a church today with folks who have been on the outside and who have been welcomed inside. I give thanks today that Jesus continues to upset the order of things, that Jesus continues to turn things upside down, that He could take somebody like me
Amen.
And say, go and share some good news. Church, we were on the outside. Church, there are folks that still think they're on the outside. But Jesus has upset the order of things. Let's not ask Him to leave. Let's say stay a while. Help us upset the order of things a little bit too. Help us to poke holes in the circle so that the outside can come inside. And you know what happens when they poke the holes in the circle? Then the inside gets to go outside to invite, to share, to offer healing and wholeness and reconciliation and love and mercy in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.